Let's speak to Sergeant Richard Clark. We've been following Richard from Three Scots, the Black Watch, and the rest of the gang taking part in the Tartan Casino on their challenge from a casino in southern Italy right the way back. And I believe you're in Edinburgh, and actually just round the corner from us at the moment, Richard, in Redford Barracks.
Yes, indeed. We got here last night about 8:30. It was a really a bad day yesterday in terms of the wind. We pretty much got the wind as soon as we come to Scotland, and then we got a bit of rain, which was the first in the whole trip. But there we go, welcome home.
I was going to say that's spectacular. That's exactly what you didn't need. And I'm guessing when you're cycling all that distance, the last thing you need is a headwind.
Well, exactly. Aye. I mean, it slows you down. I mean, the power that we were putting in, sort of, as we come before we even got to Scotland, we were reaching in excess of sort of 22 miles an hour on average. But as soon as we come to Scotland, everything just slowed right back down to about 12 miles an hour. So it was difficult, to say the least.
But driven on, I'm sure, by the fact that, well, A, you're raising a lot of money for excellent causes for four excellent charities, but B, you could actually almost smell the finishing line.
And that was the biggest thing. At one point we come to the big wind farm on the A68, and you could literally just see everything. Everything that we wanted to see and everything that we hoped to see at that point was just there in front of us. We could see Edinburgh in the distance. We could see Fife, which is where I'm from. It was just that 1 second, if I could sort of take a picture, that's the one image that would stay with me for the rest of my life, really.
How's the morale been through it? Because you've covered a lot of miles.
It's been really good, actually. The guys are they're really strong this morning. We're just, you know, it's such a sense of achievement. Everybody has the same sort of pride, and just we're so grateful for everybody supporting it. I mean, it goes down to just even one person putting on best of luck, we're proud of you, has really pushed the team on.
Well, we've been following your progress here on Garrison FM, also on Facebook as well, and I know you've got a lot of supporters and you've raised a lot of money. It all started a couple of weeks ago now. Does it feel that long? Do you feel as if you've been cycling over 100 miles every day for the last couple of weeks?
To be honest, no. And the only reason I do know I've done that is because my legs hurt so bad. But in terms of how quickly time has gone by, it doesn't seem that 2 weeks ago we were in the sort of the southeast of Rome in Italy. But as I say, and I'll continue to say, it's been the most amazing experience of my life, and I'm sure it goes for everybody in the team.
Was there one part in particular, one part of the journey you thought, this is the best yet?
Switzerland was really good. Having never sort of experienced the Alps or indeed seen them, when we were going through Switzerland, it was a very sort of special time. As we come through France, we got to see a lot of the sort of memorial sort of cemeteries for the guys that had sort of given their lives in the two great wars, and that was also without doubt a very special time for everybody in the team.
So those were the best bits, the special bits. There's going to be a downside as well. Was there any point where you just thought, oh, this is just hell on earth, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, on Saturday I actually started to suffer really badly. My leg got really sore. But thankfully, one of the guys in the team managed to give me a sort of a quick roadside massage. I know the images were put up on Facebook and I got a lot of comments on that. But that was really, everybody's had that sort of my legs are sore sort of moment, but everybody's sort of pushed on. Everybody's got to the end.
Okay, well, you're about to leave Redford as we speak. I know that you're cycling to the castle. The castle has always been the finishing point for you. Well done once again. Do you know how you're doing financially?
I think I know we're definitely over 25,500. We're definitely over that. There are a lot of checks that have been received whilst we've been away, and to be honest, I'm hopeful that we'll break the £30,000 mark.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's for four excellent charities. Remind us of the charities.
So first of all, there's Help for Heroes, there's also Erskine, there's the Royal Regiment of Scotland Association and the Black Watch Association, all very close charities, close to everybody's heart in the team, because they do, and they continue to do, such great work for the guys who have sort of been injured on operations.
Well, Richard, I take my hat off to you and the rest of the guys. I mean, we get inundated here at Garrison FM asking for us to promote things that people are doing, but you really have quite literally gone those extra miles. So congratulations, well done. And your website, once again, if anyone would like to donate.
It's www.tartancasino.com, and I'm very grateful, not only to your listeners but to the whole of Scotland for the support that the team have received. And without them, it wouldn't have been the half the challenge that it has been. So, thanks very much.
Well done, Richard. Congratulations once again.
Cheers.